Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it on, 1, 2,
tell me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your together, rock and roll in your rolling rock, sing your rhymes as a rhythm and just 9, 5, 6, get a precise mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll in your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot or relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count 1, 2,
tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your
suggestions.
Rock and roll,
sing
your
rules
and rock.
Sing
your rhymes as a rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get a precise mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start. Here we go,
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all
your
suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Sing your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Suggestions, rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's after the election conversation. Yes, we are officially a day after the election, but technically the election is not quite over yet. I mean, what's the saying? It's not over until the fat lady sings, and I think she hasn't even graced the mic. Therefore, this presidency hinges on a tight race, and in battleground states. I was just looking at the news, and it just stated that Biden just won Michigan as well as Wisconsin. And as votes are still being counted, I mean, these uncertain election results have voters on edge. When some voters didn't suspect this race would even be so close, but it is, making some believe that white supremacy is alive and well in this country. When this is not some monumental revelation, we've had that discussion on conversations in the past, that white supremacy was alive and well in this country. And it is. It absolutely is. So nevertheless, here we are on November 4th, 2020. So this is the day after the election, and there is no projected winner as of yet. I mean, this was a case scenario detailed months ago when strategists knew counting votes in a global pandemic would extend beyond Election Day, which is why the president started his baseless claims of voter fraud, of mail-in ballots way in advance, and his supporters are even doing the same thing. Those who believe him are even doing or believing the same thing, because the president's goal was to set the stage with bogus allegations of cheating in advance. Now, I know many of you might be thinking, well, why would he do this? Why would he claim that there's cheating going on when there isn't? Why? Because he needs to have a good reason in case of defeat. Plain and simple. He's afraid of defeat. Plain and simple. Because right now he is protected by the presidency. And once he is no longer protected by the presidency, things that we've heard in the past will come to fruition. Trust me, he's facing indictment. So this is why he is hell-bent on going or not going, kicking and screaming. Because of these baseless claims, he needs to hold on as hard as he can. And, I mean, the media hyped civil unrest by saying there was going to be rioting, with stores being boarded up in New York's posh shopping district, as well as Beverly Hills, Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. I mean, my niece was on Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, D.C. last night. And, I mean, the street was packed with voters anxiously awaiting election results, but without incident. I mean, they even built an unscalable wall around the White House. I was curious when I saw that. I was like, what type of unrest are they expecting to build, you know, having had to build an unscalable wall? I thought that was kind of bizarre. But this is what happened, because they were claiming unrest. We have protests going right now in New York City. Peaceful protests. They're marching. Protesters are marching to Washington Square Park. And they're doing so because they want to make it clear to make every vote count. Every vote. Because the president is trying to stop the vote. That's because he knows that it leans in favor of Joe Biden. Listen, it's very simple. It's very simple. I mean, the country is divided, as is the election. You had the Democrats who believed in wearing masks and who were very careful regarding the pandemic, and Republicans denying it and doing the exact opposite. So you have more Republicans voting online than you did with mail-in voting. They had already determined that most of the mail-in ballots would be leaning in the Democratic favor. So this is why the president started early, as I stated, with his accusations. And they started early with saying that there would be protests. When in all actuality, here we are the day after, and there are not one protest. There was no type of drama at the polls except for that pipe that busted in Fulton County, Georgia, which is one of the largest election sites in Fulton County. And what they did was they extended hours to suffice the incident. And that was it. Now, if you know of any other voting irregularities, please, my lines are open, 515-602-9679. Press 1 for the host queue, and I'll gladly hear what you have to say. I mean, okay, so here's where we stand right now. Because right now, I mean, all eyes is on this race. All eyes is on the race. Everybody is glued to the television, especially after President Trump prematurely declared victory last night. I thought it was funny when I saw him come out. I didn't actually see him, but when I heard on the news that he came out at 2 a.m. and declared victory and that the voting should stop, it's like, really? Are you tripping? This country is a democracy, and every vote should count. You cannot claim a victory and just say, stop counting. Really? The people have a say here. The people have a say. So here's where we stand with votes still being counted at this juncture of the process in the election. President Trump and the Democratic challenger, former Vice President Biden, are locked in a tight state in the battleground states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Now, they just announced that Biden won Wisconsin and Michigan. They just announced that. And they're also stating that it takes days to count votes. So how is there fraud? How is it going to be fraudulent? I mean, come on. The counting of the ballots are on. And the president trying to declare victory before the process is done is a no-no. Nah. And we're calling fraudulent. He's calling these fraudulent activities in the process. When the president's issue is, like I said, he's afraid he's going to lose in this process. And, I mean, he's leading, I think, in Pennsylvania and Georgia. So because he's leading in Pennsylvania and Georgia, he may very well win those states. So I can't understand why he is prematurely saying he wants the count to stop. This is clearly a man who is unhinged. He's not thinking. Because, I mean, still counting votes could very well go in his favor. Although I talked to this friend of mine who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was like, let me tell you something. He was like, the reason why it looks like Trump is leading right now in Georgia is because those Fulton County, Cobb County, and DeKalb County, those votes have not been counted yet. Those votes are not in. So that's why he seems to be leading. And, I mean, all the counties that I just named in Atlanta, those are African-American counties. And we knew that he was going to take Michigan, that Biden was going to take Michigan, because, I mean, come on. They were waiting for the votes to come in from Detroit. Like, there were certain areas that were just not counted. So, therefore, you can't say things prematurely until you actually know. For those of you who may be just tuning in tonight, we're talking the day after the election. And it's going to be this day, the day after the election. Tomorrow is going to be another day after the election, and maybe even Friday. Because Pennsylvania is stating that most of their mail-in ballots will not be counted until Friday. They're giving themselves until Friday to count the ballots. But they are guaranteeing us through their attorney generals, because, of course, each state was well prepared because they knew this was coming from the president. I mean, he set the tone of such rhetoric months ago. When you think about it, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. What other way is there to vote besides giving people the option to mail in their ballot? I mailed in my ballot because I knew that I wasn't going to stand online to vote. I didn't want to do that. So therefore, I mailed in my ballot. And I commend the governor in the state where I live, which is the great state of New Jersey, because what he did was, first of all, Donald Trump did sue the state of New Jersey. Because our governor declared right away that he was going to use the mail-in ballot process widely, and he was going to cut out the middleman of the United States Post Office and have ballot boxes issued in each town and each county for those particular ballots, cutting the post office out altogether, and that these ballots would be collected by county officials. He did it right because he saw the rhetoric. And by the way, Donald Trump lost his case, of course, against the state of New Jersey because our governor knew what he was doing, as is the other governors throughout the country who heard the president's rhetoric, because they knew he was trying to set a tone for what he's doing right now, and that is going into court to stop the count. Okay, right now, he's leading in Pennsylvania, but he wants to stop the count in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to tell you why. This is why he wants to stop the count. He wants to stop the count because they still have over, I think it's 2 million ballots that needs to be counted. And these ballots that need to be counted are coming from Philly and another African-American county, I think Pittsburgh, within Pennsylvania. And he's afraid, the president is afraid, that that is going to further pull Vice President Joe Biden ahead. And he cannot and will not be able to take such defeat. So this process might be long, and this process may even be drawn out, but I think it's going to be well worth it. And the reason why I say that is because these states are prepared. I think every attorney general in each state came on to discuss how the process is being mandated and how it is being done legally. And the courts are going to figure that out in this fight for the election. Because whenever you have a democracy at stake, you leave these issues to the state that is bringing the challenge, or I'm going to say the fight. Let's take, for example, the governor of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I don't even know if I'm saying her name correctly. But it's the female governor that Donald Trump constantly harassed regarding opening her state. And then 14 men set out to kidnap her plotted to kidnap and kill her. Let me tell you what she did. She passed a law back in October stating that her state would be able to count votes 5 days after the election. Because, see, by signing that into law, she avoids the lawsuit. Then she hired a lawyer whose expertise is in voter fraud. So she was 1,000 steps ahead of him. And I'm going to tell you something. Counts are still ongoing in Georgia and in North Carolina, because they are going to make sure that every vote is counted, every vote, and that it is done within reason of the process, because there is a process here, and that process has to be trusted. But I'm going to tell you something. Back in 2016, you know, it was widely said and reported that Russian interference interfered in our election, which meant that somehow the president cheated to get in office. So, of course, he's going to say cheating is going on because this is not a process that he can manipulate. Think about that. And think about this as well. Right now, Joe Biden is leading in the electoral vote. The electoral vote is the vote that, you know, I think the requirement is 270. If you have 270 electoral votes, you are declared the next president of the United States. And right now, Joe Biden has 253 electoral votes. Now, mind you, I think President Trump has 213. However, in 2016, when Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, although Hillary Clinton won more states and didn't flip certain states, Donald Trump was able to be the victor. You want to know how? Through the electoral vote. He had more electoral votes than Hillary Clinton. So, here we are 4 years later. And if Biden does happen to win based upon having more electoral votes, I would say karma is a real four-year gray-haired bitch, because it will come back to bite Donald Trump in the ass. And for those of you who think that God is not real, trust me, he is. And all it takes is time and opportunity, and then boom, he shows up. So, as we wait on these counts, let's not have anxiety about the outcome. Let's instead respect the process as we await its finality. And I'm not going to promise you that it won't be without drama, but I can guarantee you that it's worth the wait. So stay tuned as we take this ride, but trust and believe we'll land in a good place. I thank you for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. Tune in next week, as God only knows what we'll talk about, because there's so much going on. But if you like to keep up with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook at Conversations of a Sister. Or you can always join the conversations that are happening on my blog at conversationsofasister.com. Until next week, respect.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
whatever you're in right now.
My people say,
oh, oh, oh.
Y'all want some more of that?